We begin in Queensland, where people in the far north of the state are only now starting to head outside to see what's happened to their communities during their terrifying night in the path of Cyclone Yasi. The Queensland Premier, Anna Bligh, says there are no reports yet of death or serious injury, and that the damage may thankfully not match the dire warnings about the impact of the largest and most powerful cyclone to hit Australia in a generation. But the Premier warned that the emergency is not over yet, and that Yasi is still a Category 2 cyclone as it continues inland, and that many small Queensland communities remain in a communications blackout.
By far the hardest hit area is the area around Innisfail. The cyclone crossed around the Mission Beach area, and what we've seen is those small communities take the full brunt of this very serious storm system. So the hardest hit towns are Tully, Silkwood, Mission Beach, Innisfail and Cardwell. In Innisfail, we're seeing, for example, very serious outages of power with power poles literally snapped in half. And in all of those areas, they're now getting a very high number of requests for assistance and the early assessments indicating extensive damage. In Tully, for example, the early estimate is that one in three houses has been either lost its roof or completely demolished, and more than 20% of businesses in the main area are significantly impacted. Similarly, widespread reports in that area of major crop damage and still being assessed. Mission Beach, on very early assessments, seeing some damage, but maybe not as much as earlier thought, but it's still subject to a comprehensive assessment. The town of Cardwell has been very difficult to get into, but I can advise that emergency crews have cut their way into Cardwell. But the emergency crews report what they say is significant devastation of the township of Cardwell.
That's the Queensland Premier, Anna Bligh.